In today's episode, I would like to compare two features we have in SharePoint that are kind of the same but yet different. The ability to request files and also the ability to share files and folders.
You're listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond, bringing you proven, practical tips every week on how to correctly set up and adapt to SharePoint and Microsoft 365. If you have questions, Greg has the answers. And now, here's your host, Greg Zelfond.
Hello again, this is Greg from SharePoint Maven, and welcome to episode 179 of the SharePoint Maven podcast. So today I want to compare two features that I'm sure you already encountered and used in both SharePoint and OneDrive. And that is the ability to share files and folders in both SharePoint and OneDrive, but also the ability to request files in both SharePoint and OneDrive. So let me first explain kind of the two features to you, and then I will draw the comparison and list pros and cons of each option. So let's start with the ability to share a file or folder. We actually had it for quite some time. So let's say you have a file or folder somewhere in your SharePoint or OneDrive environment, and you just want to collaborate with someone internally or externally. You just, right-click on the file or folder, click share, type in the email address or generate the link, whatever you prefer, copy the link, and then essentially at that point, send that invitation to that other party. Again, both internal, they can be internal or external. And of course, when that other party clicks on the link, they would have access to whatever it is that you shared, file or folder, and you will be able to collaborate with them on those files and folders going forward. I'm sure you have already, shared files and folders from your, SharePoint or OneDrive environment, OneDrive application. So probably this is not news to you. Now, a few years ago, we also got the ability to request files. And initially, that was only a feature that was made available in OneDrive, OneDrive for Business, essentially where you store your personal documents. And now we also have it in SharePoint as well. So you can now request files in SharePoint as well. But let me explain to you how it works. So essentially, let's just say you are, you own a site and you are in charge of, let's say, finance department, and then you want to request an invoice from me and I'm your vendor, for example, right? What you can do, you can click on the checkbox next to the folder and choose request files option, and essentially you then have to specify who you want to invite, and you can then you have to specify essentially what it is that you're requesting, for example, invoices. And then it gives you a URL that you can copy, and then you can send by Teams or Outlook email. And what will happen to me, and let's say I'm your external party, I will click on the link. And essentially, it will be like a wizard that will drive me, and it will ask me to, it will tell me that you are requesting such and such documents. I will need to essentially browse and upload those multiple documents. And then that's pretty much it. I click the button and that's it. The process has finished. You will actually get an email notification. All right. You will actually get an email notification that, I dropped the files in, and those files will be dropped into that particular folder where the request came from. And if I'm not mistaken, the files will also get as a prefix my name, all right? So if you're requesting, let's say, documents from many different, vendors, many different, users, you will at least know, who they came from. So these are the two options that we have, and I guess they're kind of similar in a way, right? But what I would like to do is, you know, because one of the questions I usually get is, well, when should we use one or another, all right? What's the benefit of using sharing compared to request, you know, files and vice versa? So let me list pros and cons of each method, all right? And I think you will kind of understand the answer once I go through this list. Let's start with the ability to share files and folders. So let's talk about the pros first. So if you're looking for collaboration, all right, then you must share, all right? Because remember, when you request files, it's more of a one-way street, right? I just drop off the files and we're done, right? There is really no collaboration. However, if you want to collaborate with me on a file, you want my input on a document, and you want me to revise it maybe multiple times, that you really need to share the document with me, not request it from me, all right? Hopefully that makes sense, all right? Now, the second major benefit of this option is that with this particular option, kind of related to what I just mentioned as well, I constantly have the ability to modify, you know, the documents. Even if you, let's say, share the folder with me and maybe you wanted me to upload a document or something, if I made a mistake and uploaded a wrong document, I can go back to that same link that you shared with me, right, and re-upload the document or revise it, and I can do it as many times as I want. When you request documents, that's not the case, right? It's just kind of, again, one-way street, all right? Another benefit of sharing is that this way, right, I can upload and create not just files, but also folders, all right? So if you, let's say, share a folder with me, I can pretty much do whatever I want. And you gave me the edit rights to that folder. I can do whatever I want. I can, within that folder, of course, right? I can upload documents. I can upload multiple folders and subfolders and delete them. I can do whatever I want, all right? Yeah, another great benefit behind the ability of sharing a folder is that you can always, if you're, you know, let's say share the folder with me, you can always unshare a folder with me, all right? Let's say, again, I'm your vendor, you share the folder with me and we're collaborating for a week or two, and then you say enough is enough. You can actually disable the link, right? Essentially remove my name from that link and I will no longer have access to the shared folder and essentially will not be able to modify any more files or folders in there. Let's now talk about the cons, I guess, of this, some limitations, I guess, of this sharing approach. So unless you share anonymously, the recipient must always authenticate, all right, via temporary passcode, for example. So let's say you shared a folder with me and you don't want to generate anonymous link. The problem is that, well, not a problem, I guess it's by design, I will need to authenticate, so I will always need to type in that temporary passcode and re-authenticate every single time, all right? Now, another limitation of this approach, if you do share the link or to a folder in anonymous, right, fashion, essentially generate anyone link, then you will never know who did what in that folder, right? If I'm not mistaken, it will just display like guest user or something, right? It will never capture my credentials or anything like that. So under modified by column, so you will never know who modified a document inside of the chat folder. Another limitation of this sharing approach is that you really don't get any email notifications when something happens, right? You can create some rules maybe at the library level, but at the folder level, when you share the folder, if I did something and, you know, you kind of want to know if maybe be notified when somebody edited something or deleted maybe something in that folder. Unfortunately, that's not really available, all right, unless you build something custom through Power Automate, all right? And the last, limitation, the last, that's, again, kind of by design, but it is an important limitation, is that this sharing method is prone to accidental oversharing, all right? Let's say you have a pretty deep folder hierarchy, and the higher you go, and the, you know, the more you share, right? So if I share the top level folder with me, guess what? I will have access to everything underneath, all right, inside of that folder, and will be able to essentially have access to all the multiple levels of subfolders underneath. So Sometimes it could be accidental, right? I mean, that's when maybe you just meant to share a specific subfolder or file. Sometimes you just might give me access to more than I am supposed to access. Now let's switch gears and talk about pros and cons of the ability to request files. So let's talk about the pros first, all right? So first of all, it's a pretty smooth process, all right? As I already kind of described, everyone is getting email notifications when you request a file from me. I get an email, being the recipient. When I upload my documents, you get an email notification that I uploaded the documents. So yeah, it's actually a pretty smooth workflow, you know, email notification already. That exists, all right? And then kind of related, it's also a pretty smooth process, all right? There are no extra, buttons or no additional email clients for you to visit. You don't need to generate any links. You just literally, again, request the files, press the button, and it's a smooth workflow, smooth process overall, all right? Another benefit is that, when you request files, if you are, requesting from an anonymous kind of right user, they have to identify themselves. They cannot just upload files. They actually, there will be a mandatory first and last name that they have to type in, and they cannot really skip it. They have to type something in. And remember the reason why they have to type it in, because when they upload their files, requested files, those files are getting a prefix that consists of the first and last name. All right. So even, with that particular process, they kind of have to provide their first and last name. And another cool benefit of this ability to request files is that the recipient never has access to your file share. Remember that oversharing that I mentioned, that can occur when you share a particular, folder with subfolders. None of that can happen, right? The recipient never gains access to your repository. They don't even need, get to see it. They literally just get a screen where they browse and upload the documents and upload them, and that's pretty much it. So there is no way for you to overshare with this particular option. So that's definitely a benefit. Now let's talk about the cons of this approach, of the ability to request files. Let's talk about some negatives. So the big one is that you cannot really undo the submission, all right? Remember how when you share a folder and let's say I uploaded a file and oops, I made a mistake, I meant to upload another version of the file, I can easily fix that, all right? I can just go back and re-upload. When you request files, that's it, right? It's a one-time kind of thing, right? And once submitted, that's it, all right? I cannot re-upload. I have maybe upload another version, but it will be just another file sent to the original requester. So there is no way to undo the submission. All right. The other negative, I guess, it's by design. It's not really just a limitation by design, but you cannot you can only request files, not folders. All right. So essentially, you can only request files. I cannot upload entire folders like I can do when you share stuff with me. So that's just something to keep in mind. The other negative is that once you request the files, you cannot really cancel the request, all right? Once you request the files, the process has to run through, and that's pretty much it. Remember with sharing, all right, you can, if you share the folder, you can always unshare when you request something. That's pretty much it. All right. Now, the other negative, and that's a big one, that's actually a huge one. And in order for you to be able to request files, all right, from anyone, you do need to enable anonymous sharing on a site. All right. And that's actually a big one. Remember how I said in the beginning, we actually had the ability to request files in OneDrive for some years now, but recently we got this feature in SharePoint. Well, guess what? One of the reasons is because in OneDrive, anonymous sharing is allowed by default, but in SharePoint, it's not, all right? And if you try to, let's say, go to your team site right now and try to, let's say, request a file, you will not be able to. Why? Because most sites, all right, and most tenants do not allow anonymous sharing by default. That's just not possible, all right? And this is for security and governance reasons. So if, for example, let's say you built, you have a finance team site and you want the ability to request invoices, you have to approach IT and they have to enable anonymous sharing on the whole finance site, all right? Only at that point, once they enable this anonymous sharing, only at that point you will have that request feature on your site. And it's on a site by site basis, which is cool, but you know, many organizations just don't like enable an anonymous sharing on the whole site. Why? Because again, I kind of listed those reasons already. When you share anonymously, you never know who did what, right? It's like Wild West. You will never know who edited the document, who even viewed the document, right? Because again, anonymous means users don't need to authenticate even through a temporary password. So there will be no, you know, greg@gmail.com addresses there. All right, you will never know who viewed the documents, who edited the documents. It will list something like guest user or something, and that's about it. All right, so that's very important and very critical from a governance standpoint. So very important to understand that specific limitation if you do want the ability to request files on a SharePoint site, not on OneDrive for Business, right? So this were kind of pros and cons for both sharing and the ability to request files. Hopefully, they give you enough information to make your own decisions. But as you can see, while the features are kind of the same in a way, they're also different, all right? They do have each, you know, option has its own limitations and works in a certain way. So depending on the specific use case, you might use one option over the other. Again, to me personally, right, it just, you know, comes down to whether I want to truly request something. In that case, I will request files, or if I want to collaborate with someone, where in this case, I will, of course, share files or share folders. So it comes down to, again, either one-way ability to request files or a two-way collaboration. So that's a decision for me, at least. All right. So that's all I wanted to share in this particular episode. Hopefully you learned something new. As always, happy to see you on my blog, sharepointmaven.com, and talk to you soon. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the SharePoint Maven podcast with Greg Zelfond. If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to the Apple Podcasts app, leave a review, and subscribe to get updates and the latest episodes. Thank you for listening.